Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, February 27th, 2022, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio. Thank you for joining us. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Sean Whitfield, filling in for Ed Jones, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor with CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Sean. Great to have you back on our radio show. It's so good to see you. You know, I miss you when you're not here, so it's good to visit with you and see you once again. I do miss Ed, and, you know, our good buddy Ed had to get his plane worked on, so out of town, and he's down in Florida. I'm very jealous, actually, that he gets to be in Florida, and we're stuck up here in the cool weather, but, you know, that's okay. Ed will be back at some point, probably. Hey, you know, it's been a great week this last week. You know what I've been doing?
What's that?
College searches.
Oh, boy.
I know. So totally non-medical related, but wow, work's been busy. Don't get me wrong. It's been a crazy week and has been ever since the pandemic really got over, even though the news doesn't tell you that. College searches for my baby girl, who's now 18. My last will be heading off to college. So that is a big deal. You know, that's kind of emotional.
Oh, yeah.
But it's been a lot of fun because, you know, teenagers don't really love to spend time with their dad anymore. But, you know, it's been fun and a blessing.
I have to make an appointment with mine.
Yeah, I kind of do too. But luckily, you know, she's got a car that works. And, you know, we've been able, strangely, by God's grace, to find two cars in the last 3 months when we needed them. And that's just crazy, crazy, because you just can't nowadays with the old pandemic and the supply shortage and all that. But, yeah, crazy week, fun week, all good news. Still don't know where she's going to go, but we've narrowed it down to a few.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, there's certainly, we're going to have a good option. It's just a matter of which one. Now for some more college visits. But that's fun overall.
Well, before you know it, you're going to be going to college graduations. Then you're going to be going to weddings. And then you're going to be being at the hospital, watching your grandchild being born. And all that's going to fly by.
You don't have a tranquilizer on you, do you? Because I might need it.
It's going to be here before you know it. You know, we mentioned Dad flying down to Florida this weekend to take care of his plane. Do you think that he's getting a little sun in the schedule on the beach? Because I've been seeing all this shirtless Ed on Instagram and on TikTok. Have you been seeing some of that?
Yeah, you know, he's proud of, what is it, Nutrition World Tennessee? Is that his little moniker on TikTok? I may have gotten that wrong. I'm one of his followers now, and I've looked, and I will say, Ed, you are doing really well. So I'm really proud of him, and you know, he gives some good advice, little short segments. I've watched some of that, and, you know, I am most impressed. Is he getting sun?
Because
I can't see him out there just for sun. Maybe to show off that bod, he might be doing that just a little bit. Yeah. I can see that, and of course, he would also be grounding in the sand. So that would be what our Ed Jones would be doing.
Well, I've been seeing his videos on Instagram because I know he posts them on TikTok and they link to Instagram. And I don't know how many he's done, but it seems like I see him about every day or two in my feed on Instagram. And me and a couple of our mutual friends was laughing the other day about Ed being shirtless all the time that we got on our Instagram. So I thought maybe he was down there trying to get a little bit of a tan, too.
He might, or he's trying to be like James Kirk out of Star Trek in the 60s. You always end up with your shirt off.
Yeah.
Maybe it's one of those, the William Shatner, days. But, Ed's doing well. I mean, he is, right at 65 now. So most of us are not going to look that good at 65. So go, Ed. You know, he inspired me. You probably don't know because I haven't told you, but I've told our listeners on Vital Health Radio. But I started a new diet. I just, oh my goodness, jumped head first off the dietary and exercise wagon during the pandemic. I used to be a 7 day a week at the gym person, just super good. Fell off that wagon and climbed back on because one of my ex-students put me on a diet. I haven't gotten to tell you about that. Our listeners, our avid listeners know.
What type of diet?
Well, just basically, it's a very high protein, low fat, low carb. I'm really enjoying enjoying it, frankly. I don't do it 100%. Like this last weekend, we went to that new restaurant, Agave and Rye, where Blue Plate used to be.
I'm
not staying on my diet there. No, that food was excellent. Everybody needs to try that, by the way. I don't have interest in Agave and Rye, but it is so good. But, you know, she works for a place called Medi Weight Loss down in Woodstock. So, you know, I'm not on their particular diet, but it's similar to what she would give to her patients there. But I lost, I think it was 12 pounds in the first week. You know how it just starts to fall off at first? I know.
Sean's
got big eyes right there. Yes. So first week, I didn't exercise at all because you're just so weak. You know, you go into ketosis at that point. You know, then right now I'm right at 15. So some came back on because, you know, it's a big drop off that first week or week and a half. And, you know, it's back on a downward slant again now, right at about 15. But 15 in three and a half weeks is not bad.
So to lose that much weight that quick, what was your diet like? Or what were you eating, or were you eating much of anything?
No, not a whole lot. I really had to cut out, you know, to get the low carb. I used to eat a lot of fruit. Love fruit. Always have. And it's good for you for the most part. But I had to cut out all of it. So I usually also had things like a Powerade at the gym. No more. You know, just straight water now. Have a high-protein snack around, say, 9 a.m. I'm doing intermittent fasting from maybe 8 or 9 the night before till around 9 to 10 the next day. I didn't mean to do intermittent fasting, but it works out with the way I'm eating. And then that high-protein meal right around, very small. Have you ever heard of redneck sushi? My wife makes fun of me with this, but I think either Ed tried one or he said he was going to. We'll have to find out. A piece of lean meat, put some low-fat cheese on that, pickle spear, roll that up. You're supposed to cut it into little slices and make it look like sushi. I don't have time for that, Sean. I just eat the thing like it is, just hold it in my hand and eat it. But, you know, it's actually good. And then for lunch, no food, protein shake. Then if I am hungry mid-afternoon, I can have another little piece of redneck sushi. No nuts, no. I used to snack on almonds all the time. You know, the only thing that would be allowed in weeks to come would be like 6 almonds. It's a very, there's not a lot in this diet. And then a reasonable dinner. You know, again, high protein, low carb, hopefully. I'm not quite as strict now as I was, say, 3.5 weeks ago, just because that was hard to keep up. And there's no way you can maintain yourself on, like, I don't know, 600 calories a day. It's just not going to work. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I feel better on a low carb diet, especially with high protein. I'm back in the gym, I'm running, I'm lifting. And it gives me more energy, more clarity of thought. I just feel better. Does that mean I don't like carbs? Frankly, I love carbs. You know, I love sweets. I love fruit. I love bread, rice, pasta, potatoes. But just like I tell my patients when they're backing off, for me, you know, it's honestly pretty easy, by God's grace, probably, to get on a diet like that and be just religiously strict. I can do that, and it's just not that hard. So, you know, that's just one of those little abilities to do. If I make up my mind, the hard part is making up my mind to do it. Mm-hmm. Once I do make up my mind that I have to, and having one of my old friends say, dude, you need to lose 15 pounds minimum. You know, that really got my attention. So, you know, I know that's, I'm 54. You know, I need that for my health. I don't want to be unhealthy. I need to get back into that kind of a lifestyle, maintain like Ed's. So maybe when I'm 64, I can be shirtless on the beach and proud of it too. So no, Ed is my hero. So, you know, I'm back on that track too. And you know, I know we'll be talking about the fitness expo later and all that, but you know, seeing people like that working so hard, it's inspiring. People like Ed, I know you also diet and exercise religiously. And, you know, y'all are good inspiration for me. Thank you.
Well, quite a story. I didn't know you were on that strict of a diet.
It's new.
Because I don't guess you and I will be running into one another at Aaliyah's anytime soon.
You might see me at Aaliyah's. You know, right now, no. Like I said, last Sunday.
That's carb heaven over there.
No, you'll see us. So, yeah, we got, for all the listeners, got to run into my wife, run into Sean and his fiance out there with John Pless, as I recall.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, had a good little visit there. No, you'll see us out. So, one thing in my remote past when I was more of a distance runner, I did not deviate at all from diet or exercise. I mean, and I was good too. I was fast. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's a miserable lifestyle, kind of like if somebody's really competing to be a bodybuilder when you're really at your max. Mm-hmm. That's a hard lifestyle. I've watched my patients do that, and I don't want to live like that all the time. Short time, sure, I can do that for a few months, but I don't want to do it, you know, as a lifestyle. So, no, on the weekends, you'll see me out at Aaliyah. I might have my pasta. We went to the Agave and Rye, and I had an amazing taco. What was it called? I'll think about it later, but they even had one for all the Star Wars fans out there called the Yoda. Have you been to Agave and Rye?
We have been there once. This was a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed it. It was very, very busy.
And it's eclectic. I mean, when you find two chandeliers in the men's bathroom, that's odd. I mean, men's bathrooms just do not look that nice. So, but no, you'll see me getting off the diet on the weekends. I'm not going to be religiously strict. I'm going to be, and I have been, good Monday through Friday. And if I choose to get off my diet on the weekends, I will.
Yeah.
I'm not going to live a lifestyle of complete abstinence from good food. Nope, don't want to do it.
Yeah, Monday through Friday, I try to eat as healthy as possible. One of our favorites, and I think it is for you and Mrs. Green, is Aaliyah's downtown.
Mm-hmm. That's our favorite by far.
Yeah, it's become our favorite, and we go there at least once a month. And and of course, you can't go there without getting that bolognese pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And I always add sauteed mushrooms to it. So it is
and for
a delicious entree.
Short ribs, they're so good.
I've never had those there.
It's got some kind of cherry demi-glaze, and the potatoes are amazing, and then broccolini with it, and they actually take the broccolini and put it inside the pizza oven.
Gotcha.
So it's cooked in there. It's unique.
Uh-huh.
So if people haven't been to Aaliyah, check them out too, but you do need a reservation because it is popular.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always schedule one a week in advance at minimum.
Oh, and by the way, if you do use, like, I like Resy and Open Table, and you probably use some of those too.
Yeah, that's what I use.
Yeah, there was, one of our anniversaries, we had that scheduled, and when I got there, no, I wasn't on the schedule. I had the confirmation from Open Table, so every once in a while, there are some issues with those two apps. So my advice is, especially if you have a special date night, call the day before. Just make sure there hasn't been one. That night they said, "We are so sorry, sir. You know, there have been a lot of people that Open Table just completely deleted their reservations." So, you know, mostly those are good apps. So be careful. I've never before had to check them, but now I do.
I use Resy most of the time, and I find that they always send you a text the day before that you confirm your reservation. But I guess I need to make sure that if something happens the day before I don't receive a text, that's a red flag. I need to follow up.
Well, luckily that night I just hopped back on my phone, and there was one at, Nick and Norman's right around the corner. And so we just walked around. I hope you've been there.
I haven't been there.
Oh, my goodness. That's owned by Norman
Actually,
Reedus.
Actually, I've never heard of it.
Okay. Owned by Norman Reedus and Greg Nicotero. So Greg Nicotero is one of the, as I remember, directors or producers, can't remember which one, on Walking Dead, which is filmed, outside of Atlanta. And Norman Reedus is one of the most, I'd say, popular actors on the show. So he's been on there since day one. And the food is, we'll just say again, I like the word eclectic. It's unique. Service has not always been perfect, but that's the only downside, and I hope it's better now. I haven't been there in at least 6 months, but the food is excellent. Right beside the Choo Choo to the left, so the opposite side of the Choo Choo from Stir, which is another good restaurant.
Okay.
Ed and I have not talked about restaurants in so long. We stopped doing that for a while, but food, getting out, meeting with your friends and family is an important time.
Yeah, I'll have to add that one to the list. All right, we're up on top of a break, but first we're going to be joined here in just a moment with a lady from CHI Memorial. She's a general surgeon. Her name is Dr. Christina Parkhurst, and she's going to join us. We're going to talk about robotic-assisted surgery. Is that an area, Dr. Green, that you're pretty familiar with?
Familiar, yes. Do I do it? Absolutely not.
I'd say that's something that Dr. Parkhurst is probably some of the best in Chattanooga.
Absolutely. We do a lot of skin surgery, things like that, but no robots. We don't need it for that. Yeah. I will say my son, the biomedical engineer, has worked with a lot of those products and told me how they work and what they do, and it's fascinating.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking with her a little bit later in the program. We're going to discuss the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Mandy Livingston, she's co-host with me on Your Home Radio, and she's got a very inspirational story we're going to share. She's also a competitor in this year's Chattanooga Fitness Expo, and she competed in it last year. She's a mother of five, she's in her late 40s, and she's also a grandmother. So it just goes to show you that...
How does she find the time to do that?
That it is possible. A very inspiring
story. Wow.
And we're going to get her to share that with us as well. And then I'm sure we'll get some COVID updates and opinions from Dr. Green, and we'll see whatever else happens in this hour of today's Vital Health Radio. And again, we are presented to you by CHI Memorial here on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. More to come as we continue. For Dr. Green, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download that free Odyssey app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. I am Sean Whitfield, filling in for Ed Jones along with Dr. Christopher Green. And it is time for us to go to the Vascular Institute hotline and introduce our next guest. And she is a part of the CHI Memorial Surgical Associates, and that is Dr. Christina Parkhurst. She's a general surgeon. And Dr. Parkhurst, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're very welcome. I want to talk to you a little bit today about robotic-assisted surgery. And I understand that this is something you probably do on a daily basis. So if you would, what exactly is robotic-assisted surgery?
Yeah, so robotic surgery is just a tool that we use. It's a form of laparoscopic surgery. So if you've had your gallbladder out or your appendix out recently, then most likely you've had a form of laparoscopic surgery. And that's where we stand at the bedside and manipulate the instruments ourselves. Robotic surgery is the same. We insert instruments into the body, but then we attach those instruments to a robot. And we actually control the robot from a console. So we sit down and use our two fingers on each hand and our both feet to control the robot. And what that allows us to do is have more gross motor skill, so more fine movement. Not only that, but the visualization through the camera that we use with the robot is superb compared to the laparoscopic cameras. And so we're able to see a lot more, we're able to do a lot more fine movement, and it's really advanced the world of laparoscopic surgery.
It seems like robotics in all types of areas of the business world, service industry. I saw the other day where there's robotics even making pizza now in restaurants and various parts of the world. It was a story they did on the Today Show.
I think from the supply shortage and whatnot.
Yeah.
And less people working.
That's exactly right.
Well, as long as they don't replace Dr. Parkhurst.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I don't think there's a time that they're going to do that.
No.
Yeah. And so it's amazing the technology with robotics. And it sounds like in the medical world, this is continuing to progress.
Yeah, I think there are also, from what my patients would want to know, a lot of advances also in healing times and all that. Is that correct?
Yeah, so with the finer motor movements and things like that, there's less torque on the abdominal wall and on the tissues. And so people tend to heal a lot quicker because there's less trauma to the tissue. And it also has allowed us to do more specific types of surgery, specifically in the hernia realm. We can do a lot better hernia surgeries, a lot quicker recovery time for the patients, and a lot lower recurrence rate, even compared to the laparoscopic type of hernia repairs that we've done in the past.
Well, sounds like it's been revolutionary, really.
Yeah, it's really changed the way that we do surgery. It's really helped the surgeons as well, because there's a lot of, with laparoscopic surgery, there's a lot of physicality involved with that sometimes. And so we would end up with issues with our hands, issues with our shoulders, things like that. And now that we've completely removed the physicality part of laparoscopic surgery, and it's very easy. So as surgeons maybe get older, they're still able to continue doing that because, you know, it's a lot less demanding on the body.
I'm curious, how is the video so much better with robotic-assisted surgery than just straightforward laparoscopic?
Yeah, so when you're doing laparoscopic surgery, you have a 2D camera, so it's like watching TV. When you're doing it robotically, it's 3D. So it's almost kind of like, I kind of joke around, it's like I shrunk myself and I put myself in the body, and I'm able to look around and see a much better view of all the structures.
How interesting. I mean, I've always wondered if they'll have like a holographic room one day where Dr. Parker can just walk in and just with her own hands do her surgery and the robot's working for her.
Yeah. I always ask myself that. Like, I never envisioned this. Like, what are we going to do next? Like, there's just so much opportunity ahead of us, and wow, I have no idea what's next.
I'll hook you up with my son. He's a biomedical engineer, and y'all can
perfect.
Do it.
Yeah.
So
real.
It sounds like this robotic assisted type surgery, the technology is continuing to progress. I guess you've seen that over the last few years, have you not?
Yeah, I mean, we've had three separate different robots just in the time that I've been doing robotic surgeries, which is about 7 years. And so you start with the first model, and then that gets upgraded, and then that gets upgraded. And so we're on to the third generation of, specifically the company's Intuitive robots, and that's what most general surgeons use. And so, you know, there's no telling what's going to come out next. They just keep getting better and better. The views get better. The mobility gets better. The instruments that we're able to use are just improving daily.
And Dr. Parker, as this popped in my head, thinking of all the crazy stuff on the news today, are they hardened against, say, cyber attacks, power outages, things like that?
I think you're above me on that one. I would hope so. We don't use any sort of Wi-Fi or anything. We're not hooked into a circuit. Now, the console talks to the robot, and the robot talks to the cameras in the room and the monitors in the room. But as far as I know, there's no Wi-Fi that we're using during any sort of procedures or anything. Now, in the military, they've used it where they've operated at a console, you know, in a field where the surgeon may not be present. And so I think that could potentially be an issue. But,
you know, we actually
again,
tested.
That's above me.
In med school, and I don't think we've ever talked about this on the air, but they let us test some of that when I was a student at MCG for Fort Gordon equipment. And that's what it was designed to do, remote. You could have one person, say, at Walter mm-hmm. Reed, and they could be operating in an APC somewhere, which is just crazy
yeah.
technology. So that's how long it's really been around. It just hasn't been in the mainstream as long.
Right. Right.
Is this type of surgery or procedure, is it safer on the patient?
There's definitely a learning curve. So I think once the surgeon gets over the learning curve, definitely I think there's a lot of advanced safety features in the robot as compared to laparoscopic surgery, but it's very surgeon specific. So specifically in hernias, just the ability to see the structures and to really get the mesh in where you need to. And I think it's better that it's decreased recurrence. It's helped you just see nerves. I think in prostate surgery, I'm not a prostate doctor, but in prostate surgery, it's really helped with nerve preservation just because you can see everything. And that's very important to men to have that nerve preservation. So I think that that's really improved safety in that manner. And if you needed to do a vascular repair of something, just the sewing inside the body with the robotic instruments is so much more advanced than laparoscopic. So in that matter, absolutely, it's safer.
You know, I have to ask my sister about the prostatic stuff. She's a urologist down in Mobile, so I have to get her take on that. And I'm curious, you mentioned the learning curve. You know, I can no longer be called young myself. I'm curious, are the, say, the ones, the students coming out of med school, the new doctors, is it easier, more natural for them to do a robotic than it is, say, you know, I was still in the days of, in med school, all the open cholecystectomies. I mean, I remember those very
right.
well. And, you know, the older doctor said, oh, laparoscopic surgery will never take.
Right. It all depends on where you train. So if you're training at a big center, then there's a great chance that you're going to train on the robot. And you're going to come out of residency with a robot certificate. So you have to have specific training with Intuitive to get the robot certificate. A lot of residents are still graduating without that training and having to get that in their workplace. And so I think over time, though, it's going to be mainstream, and you're going to get that as part of your general surgery or your urological surgery or gynecological surgery residency, and then you're going to have that skill when you come out.
Well, that'll be my next question to my son's fiance, who will graduate GW Medical School soon. So I'll have to ask her about that. I know I went to my old med school years ago, and I looked. It was totally different. It was all hooked up for computers, and I thought, wow. I mean, it was a totally different look than when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Times are changing.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, Dr. Parkhurst, what is recovery like after a robotic-assisted procedure?
If you're talking about like hernias and things like that, then, you know, the recovery as far as back to normal is about the same as laparoscopic.
Okay.
Which is much better than open. But patients tend to do better. We just are reluctant to allow them to go back to their normal activities because we want them to heal completely. But usually after a major hernia surgery, you're talking 4 weeks to 6 weeks. And that's comparable with laparoscopic. Open repairs, you're talking months. And so it's a lot better than an open repair. For where I've really seen the biggest difference is in colectomies. So when you take out part of the colon for whatever disease, either cancer or diverticulitis, those patients used to stay in the hospital 5, 7, 10 days even sometimes. I'm sending patients home the next day or 2 days after. At the most, I think I've sent a patient home 4 days after surgery, after having a partial colectomy with the robot. And that's really where I've seen a massive, massive difference.
Hmm. Nice.
Wow.
You know, I'm curious, are there any robotic-assisted surgeries that are unique, things that couldn't be done before that was invented?
Yes and no. I think we're speaking about the colon surgeries, the robot has allowed us the ability to sew or staple the intestines back together inside the abdomen as opposed to outside. So before that, we were doing almost all of the sewing or stapling the intestines back together by pulling it out to the skin, sewing it, and putting it back in. And that's where the difference is. So that's really revolutionized that. There's probably other areas of surgery where they're doing things that they couldn't do before. But as far as general surgery goes, we're just doing things better.
Does a patient need a referral from someone like Dr. Green in order to see you?
Well, that depends on their insurance company. So in most cases, they should be able to get in without having a referral. And if those patients don't have a primary care doctor, then I'm going to refer them back to a primary care doctor because I think everybody needs one. But that's beside the point. So they don't necessarily need a referral, but if their insurance company requires that, then they need to do that. So they need to check with their insurance companies.
All right. And folks can get more information online. Do you know exactly where?
They can go to the CHI Memorial Surgical Associates website. So it's just CHI Memorial, and they can pull up the website, and they can go on, and they can see all of the surgeons at Memorial that are doing the robotic surgeries at this point.
All right. Well, Dr. Parkhurst, we certainly appreciate your time. I know I have learned a lot here this morning. Perhaps Dr. Green has as well.
Absolutely, every day. And thank you for all you do for my patients.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. Keep sending them my way.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It is now time for us to take a break. When we come back, we've got more Vital Health Radio to come as we continue. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Sam Edwards Jewelers prides itself on being more than a traditional jewelry store. Their expert, certified gemologist appraiser and in-house jewelry designer invest the time necessary to understand your goals and desires while educating you in the selection process. Sam Edwards wants every customer to feel confident, satisfied, and in love with their jewelry purchase, and for them to know and feel that they made the best choice. Sam Edwards Jewelers, located at 2545 Lifestyle Way, Suite 3, Chattanooga. Find them online at samedwardsjewelers.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Sean Whitfield, filling in for Ed Jones, along with Dr. Christopher Green. And Dr. Green, we're going to talk a little bit about the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. And this event was started last year in 2021. You and Mrs. Green was in attendance.
We had a great time. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. And we were happy to have you there along with all of our other guests and certainly our competitors. And this morning, we're going to go to the Vascular Institute hotline and bring on one of our competitors from last year. She's also a competitor this year. And her name is Mandy Livingston. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
We are doing great. And as you know, I have had you share your story several times on a variety of the shows in the Whitfield Media Group. So I thought, you know, we need to share this with our listeners on Vital Health Radio because it's such
I'm glad to do it.
Yeah, it's such an inspirational story. And I want to start off at the beginning. You made the decision, along with your trainer, Matt Davis, at the train station. Matt's been a guest here on the program several times in the history of the show. But you made a decision with him in December of 2019 to sort of change the way you were living and get into health and fitness. Is that correct?
Yes. So I started training with Matt, 3 years ago. So that's about 2019. So we decided then when I interviewed, because we kind of interviewed each other. Mm-hmm. So when I decided to move over to the train station, and they have such a great reputation, I did not have any interest in getting on stage. None. Zero. Because I thought, no way. That'd never be me. No way. You know, that takes incredible amounts of courage and, a top-notch physique and, you know, all this, and I'm just your average everyday person. Like, no way.
Yeah, let's pause for just a minute.
Okay.
and you bring up a good point that just hit me. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself. How old were you back at that time?
So at that time, I was 44.
44 years old. The mother of how many children?
Five.
Five children, and you were a grandmother at that point.
I was a grandmother at that point, yes, to a two-year-old at that point.
And a career woman in the mortgage home loan industry.
Yes.
So you got a full-time job. So a full-time mom, a full-time wife, a full-time mother, and a full-time grandmother, Dr. Green.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear the rest.
At that time, our son was living with us with his two-year-old daughter. So, you know, I had a two-year-old in the house full-time with, you know, my three of my other kids. So one had actually moved out. Two had moved out. So, you know, my plate was very, very full.
So
when I started that journey, I had no intention of being on stage.
So you go and you begin your conversation with Matt Davis. How mm-hmm. did it go from there?
So, you know, he just asked me, he said, you know, what are your goals? And when I originally stated my goals, I laugh now because there's some of the things that just drive Matt crazy. But my initial goal was, I want to look like a boy. I just want to be a pretty girl. Like, I don't want to look like a boy. And he was like, oh, my gosh. So don't make me lift heavy and make me look like a boy. You know, and he's just like, oh, my gosh, that is not what happens. But, okay, I won't, I promise. You know, So as we moved on and got to know each other more and more, he is very good at teaching you the why. So the how and, you know, making sure that you're doing it correctly and not going to hurt yourself, but also why. Why are we targeting that muscle? Why are we doing this specific exercise? The why is always with it. So I was learning immensely as we were going, big time. So if we fast forward to December 2020, I made a big change. I had decided Tori and Jake, which is my son and my granddaughter, had moved out. My son Austin had moved out. All we had left was our daughter Kaylee, who was in high school, and all the kids were out on their own. And she was a senior in high school. And I was like, kind of like a lot of moms are, in a tailspin going, now what do I do with myself? Because every goal that I had ever put out for myself was dedicated around my children or our family or work. And I decided, and I'm a goal setter, so I usually set a goal every year, and I decided I'm not going to do that this year. I'm going to make a goal strictly about me that I am in a total control over. And so I went to Matt and I said, I think I'm going to do the fitness expo. And he said, say it one more time. And I'm like, I'm going to do the fitness expo. And he's like, game on, girl, let's go. So that's when I decided that this particular thing, and it wasn't so much about, and I know he's probably going to die when I say this, but it wasn't so much about winning for that one as it was internally winning for me. It was about, you can do this, you can change this, you have full control over it, and if you fail, that was your failure. If you win, that was your win. So that's basically the conversation that began the Fitness Expo last year.
So that conversation happened, if I recall the timeline, December of 2020, and the Fitness
Correct.
Expo was in June of 2021?
2021. Mm-hmm.
So when you
Correct.
Began that conversation, you weighed how much?
156.
156 at age what?
45.
And I will just mm-hmm. say, somebody may not win, but nobody that got on that stage was a failure. Not one person.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So,
not at all.
So here you are. You were basically 6 months out from walking on stage, competing in a fitness competition in a bikini. Mm-hmm. You've been a mom. All about your family, all about your children, all about your career, and suddenly you've made the decision you're going to do something for yourself. You're going to focus on Mandy. So when that decision was made, what was the reaction from your children, from your husband, and other people that you were friends with?
Well, my husband is my biggest supporter. Rob is 1,000% all day, every day, my biggest supporter. So he was like, babe, whatever you want to do, that's what we're doing.
It's a smart man.
So when he came, So when it came down to changing my diet and all that, and I have to back up for a second and say, when I was making those decisions, I was making those for me. I was not going to force, you know, the rest of the family to eat a certain way or anything like that. I was going to make that decision for me. So if it meant make two meals, I was going to do that. But I got very lucky in the fact that, you know, my husband Rob came back and said, no, we'll do it with you. You know, we'll do that with you. You don't, there's no need for you to make two meals. It's not like you're going to eat, you know, something crazy or not at all, you know. So he did that part right along with me. But as I was going, you know, of course, you have these breaks where in your emotions where you're like, oh, my gosh, can I do this? Can I really do this? And he would always stand right next to me and go, you can absolutely do this. I have watched you do so much. This is just, you know, no problem, no problem. And so he would support me in my full-on crying fest where I'm like, nothing's moving, and, you know, frustration. But the kids, the boys, it's so funny, I have four boys and one girl, and my daughter is the youngest. And so the boys were like, what are you doing, Mom? Like, what? And so they were,
you're
going to
get on stage in a bikini, Mom? What are you thinking? What's all my friends going to say?
How could I face my friends again?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, they're like, don't make me punch my buddy. You know, like, Mom, why would you do that? You know, but no, they were very supportive. And so they, and it's funny because they were like, we want you to win, Mom. Like, we want you to do the best of the best, be the best of the best. But we might not be able to visually handle it. So are you okay with that? And I'm like, yes, it's fine. It's fine. But they all had, at the time, they all had girlfriends. And the girlfriends were like, heck, yeah, your mom's awesome. That's great. Like, you know. So I was surrounded by a ton of support. So, which I'm very thankful for, because it would make that challenge all that much harder if you have that negative energy coming in. And I just did not experience that. I'm very, very thankful for that.
So you get to the day of competition, June 5th, mm-hmm. 2021. You walk on stage and you weigh how much?
125.
Impressive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so from 156.
And all muscle.
Yeah, to 125. And you competed in which class, Mandy?
I competed in bikini and classic bikini.
Okay. And so after, and you did very well in the competition too. You walked off the stage with some medals.
I did. And I was impressed by those medals. I was like, look at this. This is bougie.
Hey, we only have the best at the Chad Fitness Expo. So when you look back at your experience, how did you feel? How would you assess the entire experience? Any regrets?
No, I have zero regret. None. None up until the point where I competed. I wish I would have done my post-competition diet a little bit differently, but honestly, that's how we learn. So now I know, after this competition, how to change some things that I know I did incorrectly after the first show. So that's a little different. But I was just, you know, I competed against some 20-somethings. So I, you know, in one competition in the classic bikini, I did the open, and I competed against Katie Raines, and I've known that child since she was a little girl. So that was fun for me. But she's in her mid-20s, and I just stood right there like, let's go, Katie. And it was just so much fun.
Well, I can assure you, know, my wife would not have known your age or your background. I can assure you.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Well, thank you. But I mean, it was a lot of fun. My biggest struggle, and this time my biggest struggle is, and I'll just put it out there, I've got, as I'm inclining, I am having some issues with hormones and, you know, that being, you know, heading into menopause and things like that. So that's making this prep a little more of a challenge. But again, we're learning, you know, why these things are happening and how to help some of the symptoms of that. So that's an ongoing process. So this prep is a little bit differently, but we'll overcome that as well.
Yeah. So for someone out there listening, especially a woman this morning that's listening to your story, what's the biggest piece of advice you would have to that lady that's listening, that's a mom that has been all about her kids her entire life, and maybe she's put on a little extra weight from where she used to be, and she's inspired by your story? What would you have to say to her? Any one piece of advice?
I would say there's a couple. One would be, it is never too late to make a decision about yourself, to focus on yourself, and it's okay. The kids will be fine. Your husband will be fine. Work will be fine. If you are healthy and you are happy, all of those other things will just be that much better. So I would say focusing on yourself is not taking away from anything else. So that's the one thing you've got to get in your mind and become okay with. After that, just start small. Walk your neighborhood. Find a local gym, like one of the 24/7s, or you know, the Snaps or the Golds, or you know, something like that, and just go in and get on something, you know, elliptical, or you know, something. Start. Find a buddy who's willing to hold you accountable. If you're ready, get a trainer. So, you know, it's just a step. It's a step-by-step process, and there's nothing wrong with taking that first step and it being about you. Not a single thing wrong with that.
Dr. Green, what do you think about this story?
I'm impressed, truly impressed. I mean, I hope that's I have a lot of patients that listen. I hope they're inspired. You know, they know I'm a gym rat, and they ask me things a lot. And I pull out a Tony Horton on them sometimes, and I say, no, there is no can't. There, maybe you currently struggle with, but there is no can't, not at all. Mm-hmm. And I loved how you had your goals set out. You knew what you wanted. I think so many people that either start, well, let's say any type of fitness program, have no idea what their end goal is, or they know what it is, and they bite off too much at first and quit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you knew what your goal was, but you started small, and you didn't overwhelm yourself, and you ended up where you meant to. And that's perfect. I think, you know, good trainers like Matt can do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I think about Mandy's story, I think the moral of the story is if you're a woman out there listening and you have been so devoted to everybody else in your life, and suddenly you can make that decision that, hey, I'm for the first time going to focus on me.
And to not feel selfish about that.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Because it's not selfish. I mean, you've been sacrificing all those years. I'm thinking about my wife. You know, just you sacrifice and sacrifice. So, yeah, time for you.
Yeah. Well, for those that would like to hear Mandy again, you can join us. She and I, we do Your Home Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake. We're on the air each Saturday morning at 8. And you can find us there. And we have a great time together. And then, of course, Mandy is in the mortgage business at U.S. Bank. And you can get more information about that at MandyLivingston.com. Well, Mandy,
absolutely.
Thank you for sharing your story. I'm sure
you. Thank you guys for having me on. I love this show. I listen to it on Sundays all the time.
Well, thank you.
All right. Sounds great.
Ed and I appreciate that. And so does Sean.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more Vital Health Radio to come. As we continue, for Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning.
What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. I am Sean Whitfield along with Dr. Christopher Green. I'm filling in for Ed Jones today. He will be back here again with us next week. All right, it is that time in the program where it is time for Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
And once again, the Spiritual Moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more, visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or just download their app, which is free for iPhone or Android. Now, I'm going to start today with a quote from Joe Rogan. So that's a little different for me. No matter how civilized we are and how much society has curbed violent behavior, human beings still have the same genes they had 10,000 years ago. Our bodies are designed to have a certain amount of physical stress and violence in them. We are designed to run from jaguars and fight to defend our territory. I actually thought of Ed Jones when I saw that one. But let's continue with a word from Jesus, a little more on the spiritual moment, from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Stress. And we all experience this sometimes and a lot in these current times. It's that crushing feeling when you're going into something for which you may not be fully prepared or about to receive news that may be painful. So stress may be an unwelcome part of life, and it is more than a feeling, but it's less than the end of the world. Although it may not seem like it if you are in a situation like that right now, you are going to be okay. I know that's easier said than done. Another thing about stress, it has become so normal to so many of us that we forget it's a problem. It has become like ambient background noise in our lives. We ignore it until it becomes loud and unbearable. Then that stress hinders us from living the bold, courageous, and passionate lives that we are called to live. Well, Jesus didn't call us to live stressed out lives. He calls us to live in freedom. He came to give us life and to enable us to live to the full. He also said that when we are weary or burdened, come to him and he will give us rest. So today, if you are feeling stressed, you are not alone. God is ready and willing to carry that stress for you. Andrew Bernstein once said that the truth is that stress doesn't come from your boss, your kids, your spouse, traffic jams, health challenges, or other circumstances. It comes from your thoughts about these circumstances. Remember, you are not in control of your circumstances, but you can be in control of your response to your circumstances. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Sean?
Thank you, sir. That was very well done, very inspirational, and appreciate you sharing those words of wisdom. We've got just a few things to cover before we come to a close. We were talking to Mandy Livingston competing in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. That event is going to be coming up Saturday, June the 4th, 2022. It's going to be at the Embassy Suites Hotel. It's a production of the Whitfield Media Group, and it is presented to you by Vascular Institute. Tickets are available online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. We have a limited amount of seats. So if you're somebody listening, if you've got a family member or a friend, or you're just wanting to come see something that's a whole lot of fun, I encourage you to purchase your tickets sooner than later.
And let me say, I didn't know what to expect. That is a classy, classy event. It really is.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so people may not know what to expect, thinking, oh, I'm just going to watch naked people on a stage. No, this is very, very tasteful, classy. you learn a little bit, like Mandy's, you learn a little bit about their history. I mean, these are people that work hard to get to that point. It's impressive.
Absolutely. Yeah, to sort of paint the picture of the event, it's in a ballroom. We have VIP seating. We have about 12 VIP tables that seat 8 people, and then behind that we have our general admission seating. But it's in a professional looking atmosphere, a ballroom, very well done.
I mean, it's near the Ritz-Carlton. Come on.
Yeah.
Not the Ritz-Carlton. I'm sorry. The Ruth's-Chris is what I was thinking.
Yeah,
when I think of Ruth's-Chris, I think Ritz-Carlton, but near the Ruth's-Chris Steakhouse, and that is all nice down in that area.
Yeah, and Ruth's-Chris even, the Ruth's-Chris even does all the catering for our VIP tables.
Yes, the food was superb.
So the food is provided by them, so it's an outstanding event. I encourage you to check it out. Also, too, check out our brand new website, vitalhealthradio.com. We redid that website recently. It's got a lot of great information.
Bios. Looks so good. Thank you.
Thank you for seeing that. Great bios of Dr. Green and Ed and some new photographs. And you can find all of our past shows there. So vitalhealthradio.com. And then last, Dr. Green, have you had one of Ed's Zunta bars?
I have temporarily lived on those before, so I love them. We've talked about Zunta a lot, and I've recommended them to a lot of patients.
Have you tried the new Zunta bars that he just...
Yes. He brought me a sample here, and I had several of them. Very good.
Well, I had never had a Zunta bar until a couple of months ago when he walked in the studio. He says, here's you try one of these. And it's obviously the new...
They taste a little better. They're a little less messy. The old ones sometimes oozed a little bit of coconut oil out on you sometimes. These are much cleaner, tastier. I like them.
Yeah. Well, the reason, too, I wanted to bring this up is I have become addicted to these. I go to Nutrition World and I buy 2 boxes at a time. I'm eating 2 to 3 of these a day. And I've become addicted to them. It's just
well, if you're on a keto lifestyle, they're good for a keto diet if that's what you're doing.
Yeah, I had mentioned to Ed several weeks back or a month so ago. I said, Ed, I said, I'm eating a lot of these. He said, just one bar is more fiber than the average person ever gets in a day. He said, you're getting a lot of fiber.
Yes, that may have unwanted consequences, Sean.
So anyway, I just wanted to mention, check out those Zunta bars at Nutrition World. Okay, we are out of time. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. From the Vascular Institute studio, I want to thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Sean Whitfield, filling in for Ed Jones. Have a healthy and great weekend.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.